Okay, gentlemen, Parshat Vayera. Parshat Vayera has something very extraordinary in it that I believe is very germane to the discussions happening in Israel during the last few weeks. And keeping with our policy, we're not going to talk politics. All we're going to do is talk Parsha. 10 plagues begin. Moshe Rabbeinu begins. He has to start these 10 plagues. Fine. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Comes the plague of Dam. Blood, Sfardeya, frogs, Kinim, all these wonderful three first plagues, we see something extraordinary. Moshe is the man, he's the leader. However, who does the first two plagues? Aharon, not Moshe. Moshe does the majority of the plagues. Aharon does these two. What does Rashi explain? Correct. Rashi explains that Moshe couldn't do it. Moshe couldn't do it because the Nile saved him. The Nile saved him, Moshe couldn't do it. It's not nice for Moshe to hit the Nile when the Nile saved him. So I have a very simple question. If it's the right thing to do, God commanded it, Moshe should do it. And if it's the wrong thing to do, why should Aaron do it? What's the difference? If it's the wrong thing to do to hit the Nile with saved Moshe, then Aaron, the brother of Moshe, should have said, I can't do it either. And if it's the right thing to do because God commanded, then ultimately it should be done by Moshe. In my humble opinion, we find a very important truth here. The order is legitimate. It was given by God. The Jewish people are being oppressed and they have to be saved, and this is the way to do it. You have to hit the Nile in order to bring about the first plague. However, little Moshe can't do it. He's not calling into question the order. He's not calling into question the general idea of hitting Egypt. He personally can't do it because he has a specific connection to the Nile. Mashal lemaha davar domeh. Suppose tomorrow the Israeli army with command were going to war with America. Most soldiers like America, visit America. They can't shoot at Americans. So the army comes up with an ingenious plan that we are going to instill hatred into the Israeli soldiers. How? By them saying 3 times a day, we hate America. We despise America. We spit in America. Israel believes it's in its national interest to go to war against America. Israel believes that the way to do it is to train the soldiers and to instill this hatred towards America. Do you think it's appropriate for me, who was born in America, born almost dead, I had a 50-50 chance of living, ultimately the American medical establishment saved me, and here I am today, with an added name to my name, Yehoshua Chaim, because of it. Do you think it's appropriate for me to personally go ahead and say, I hate America? The answer is, the order is legitimate. It was given by a democratically elected government in Israel. The order is fine. It's in the national interest of Israel. Well, that's what the expert said. Fine. It does not mean that I personally should be the one to say I hate America. Because I personally have a problem. I was saved by America. I can't say it. I'm not calling into question the legitimacy of the order, and I'm not calling into question the legitimacy of the whole idea. I may agree, disagree, I'm not calling into question the legitimacy. I personally can't do it. Morally and ethically, I personally have a problem with doing it. And that's what I believe the Parsha is teaching us. The order is legitimate. You have to bring 10 plagues. In order to bring the first plague, you have to hit the Nile. Legitimate. Legitimate! However, Moshe can say to God, listen, I personally can't hit the Nile. Because I personally have a problem. I personally have a huge, huge issue. I was saved by the Nile. My name is Moshe, for God's sake. I personally can't do it. And the plague is therefore done by Aaron. The plague is therefore done by someone who doesn't have that personal connection. Because Moshe agrees it's the right thing to do. Moshe agrees that whether he agrees or disagrees, God commanded, you do. But Moshe personally can't be the one to get denial. I believe this is very germane in many things in life. Very germane to our discussions in Israel today, and you'll all take the inferences that you believe is correct. But what I believe this parsha is teaching us is, let's make a distinction between the legitimacy of the order versus the facilitation of the order. Legitimacy is there. It could very well be that the person facilitating it might not be able to be the same people, because some people have a personal connection to the issue that others don't have. Kol tov. So I don't believe Moshe refused orders. Moshe does not say, God, your order is illegitimate. The order is legitimate. He doesn't say, God, you got to do it differently. He says, God, you're God. You know better than me. However, it's extremely vital that I personally don't do it, because I have a personal connection to the Nile. I'm not going to call into question the whole order. I'm not going to try to stop it. Ahefech, God, you know better than me. I personally have a problem hitting the Nile. That specific aspect is my problematic part of this whole idea. So I don't believe Moshe refused orders. I think Moshe did what he personally had to do.